It's a nice sunny Saturday afternoon, and you have a long list of errands to run today. You step outside your apartment and go straight to your bike. Your first stop is the hardware store, then to the bakery and across the bridge to the outdoor market for fruit and vegetables. You decide to take the long way home through the park for some peaceful time to yourself. In the middle of your leisurely ride, you receive a government alert message on your phone. It reads, "Hello. We are concerned about your next-door neighbor. She has not left the house for 3 days. This is unusual for her. She is 83 years old and suffered a minor heart attack 2 years ago. We need your help to check on her. After all, that's what neighbors are for. If you can help, please select Accept below. Otherwise, click Decline." This message worries you. You immediately hit accept as you recall all of the friendly waves you have exchanged with this neighbor in the past. You turn your bike around and rush home as quickly as possible. This alert about your neighbor was detected by a networked surveillance system around the city. All day and every day, small cameras capture and track your whereabouts. These cameras are nearly indistinguishable from the surfaces they sit on. Facial recognition is used to identify you, and an AI algorithm learns your habits and alerts the city when there is unusual behavior. The data is typically only accessible to you and the city government, but it can be shared if a suspected health or safety threat arises. You arrive home in 10 minutes and run up the stairs to your neighbor's door. You ring the doorbell once. No answer. You ring again, this time calling out the name written on the white plaque to the right. You hear a frail voice respond, "I'm coming." You feel relieved when you hear her footsteps near the door.